Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Remember this music? This is how all the shows about India open on every documentary or travel show there is. In the voiceover, they don't fail to mention the population of our country, and in less than a sentence, this voiceover sets the tone for the rest of the show. It makes it heard that we are poor in finances but might be rich in culture instead. Even though we have started taking over the global technology sector, we might be nothing but chaotic, confused, and mostly just archaic. Seriously, from international media to small-time travel shows on YouTube, this style has become synonymous with all the narratives that the Western world is trying to build of India. But gone are the days when us Desis were trying to fight that narrative and justify that India is not what they're trying to portray it. Us Desis, we saw an opportunity even in that narrative, and that's the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha, and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. From poverty tourism to street food walks, from spiritual and religious accommodations to offering elephant tours, everything is a business idea, marketed in an even smarter way, and is a great example of how us Indians caught hold of a stereotype, which of course wasn't our doing, and turned it around to not only generate considerable revenues, but to also give us an audience with the people who only understood the language of these stereotypes. Let me explain. I mentioned poverty tourism before. So, what is that? Remember the movie Slumdog Millionaire? That Hollywood film, along with other movies and documentaries, contributed to highlighting the Indian slum and also generated a lot of interest from all over the world to see and experience that life firsthand. So was born the slum walking tours. Now, since Mumbai is home to one of Asia's largest slums, Dharavi, let me give you an example of the Dharavi slum walking tour. A local guide takes the tourist inside the slum, explains how the hardships of life are over there, and you also get to meet the people who live there and experience the vibe for some extra money. You can even spend a night inside the slum, which is a special service they provide to those who want a first-hand experience. It's really a very impressive business model that these people have created out of these stereotypes. But you know what's the best part of it? That they use this model to generate more jobs in the slum and to support more educational initiatives over there. Most importantly, they end these tours on a positive and realistic note where they highlight the small-scale businesses that operate over there. this method helps the tourists understand the difference between the stereotype and the reality in a better way. It is absolutely brilliant. It wasn't just for poverty tourism, but even take food for instance. They stereotyped our extremely diverse and technique-heavy cuisine into an almost insulting little category called curry. So what did we do with that? We took the stereotype and made it into a booming business. We not only opened curry restaurants all over the world, but opened up a whole new global market for our Indian spice blends, our mixes, etc. And now, you will find multiple curry restaurants and Indian supply grocery stores all over the world. Not only that, our food is becoming one of the primary draws to tourism in our country from all over the world and giving a boost to the whole industry, including everyone from the owner of that little dhaba in the middle of the highway to that housewife who has created her own small cottage industry from offering cooking classes to tourists who want the taste of real India. This model of studying a stereotype and then preparing a product which seems to play on the stereotype is being replicated in our country since many years actually. Whether it is religious and spiritual tourism, which is of course a big industry in our country, to the fact that the royal families got into the hospitality business decades ago. It could all have been with the aim of bringing a little revenue from playing off of these stereotypes. Do the visitors get their elephant rides? Yes, they do. Do they get to watch a snake charmer charm the snake into following off the commands of its flute? Yes, they do. And while they're at it, we also get a chance to tell them the real story. The story of progress and the story of moving on. The story of growth and the story of development, prosperity, or at least an attempt at that. I am in no means saying that we are exploiting this narrative to make money. No, we are not doing that. But we are taking this story that they are telling about India, acknowledging that yes, some of it is true, and we are doing our bit in breaking the myth and pushing the right story forward. What better way to tell someone that there is nothing called curry in India than during a home cooking class, or explain how slums are actually powerhouses of small-scale industries and that some of the brightest ideas in our country are coming out of these places, which are the epitome of struggle and despair. All of this is because the story that we tell plays the biggest part in designing our identity on the canvases of the global media and in the minds of the people who want to experience our country. These stereotypes used to stick to the stories of elephants and snake charmers, the visuals of chaos at Kumbh Mela, the close-up shots of naked sadhus and sages in the Himalayas, and the crippled beggars outside places of worship. These were all markers of the Western world's stereotype of India's identity, and these stereotypes have angered us for the longest time. But somewhere in the past decade, we realized that breaking these myths was something that needed to be done at an organic level, and the starting point would be getting these people's attentions. The best way to do that was, of course, to give them what they wanted and then get them to understand our side of the story. It was a brilliant idea and it is working wonders. From walking tours of old towns to street food trails, from arranging foot trips of jungles and tribal areas on elephant backs to introducing foreigners to Naga Babas and letting them enjoy a glass of bhang. Desis are doing their best to play to these stereotypes while having a ball at it and making this whole thing financially sustainable. The sole credit for this goes to all those microbloggers, those Instagrammers, the podcasters and the YouTubers who are trying to bring the word out, who are trying to fight the stereotypes while keeping their narrative intact and building a new image for the modern India, who is not afraid of acknowledging the skeletons in its closets. the new India, who is accepting that there was a definite fire before the smoke and who is doing its bit in bringing to light a new identity that is trying to move towards development. This new India is taking baby steps in writing a new story, this time without snake charmers and elephants in it. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week, where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Saavn, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.